Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning, a rainy Wednesday morning. My guests, I've got guests across the way, Ty Richards along with Luke Smith, and we're going to be talking about the Pumpkin Smash, the first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smash this weekend. It's a end of October demolition derby, and I'm just kind of confused about a demolition derby outside of the summertime, but these boys tell me that there's a lot of stuff that I am confused about. So that makes a lot of sense. Good morning, Luke. Welcome to the show. Glad you could be here. I need you to sit about 4 inches from that, like talk about 3 or 4 inches from that.
How you doing this morning, Bruce?
I am doing outstanding. Good to see you today. Thanks for coming in.
Yep. Appreciate it. Appreciate you having us on the show.
Now, you are on the fair board, right?
That's correct.
Is that what got you in here?
Yeah, I obviously want to talk about the Pumpkin Smash and advertise for it.
Do you run the derby for the fair or whenever you have?
Well, I oversee it on the fair board's part. We actually have hired Ty and.
I'm talking about the derby back in July.
Yeah, even in July, I run the fair board side of things, or I go back to the fair board to get answers for Ty.
Yeah,
but Ty actually does the flagging and inspecting at the derby.
And so also please welcome then across the way, Ty Richards. How you doing, Ty?
Just fine. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks very much for joining me today. Appreciate you being here. Tell us all about, I got to tell you. All right, give me the lowdown on this first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smash. Where did the idea, who had the idea first and who brought it to who?
Luke brought it to me first.
Really?
Wanting to see if we could get some cars on a fall derby. I said, we should be able to.
I said to Lynn during the earlier show that I thought that there was some kind of a circuit. There's a demolition derby circuit basically that goes through Southern Illinois over the course of the year. What is that? Tell me about that.
I really don't run a circuit, but there's several.
No, you don't run it, but you participate in it.
Yes, right? I participate in derbies all over the country, but there's several promoters that have them.
How many point
systems?
Oh, really? Okay. Are you pretty good at it? If you say you're running them all across the country, would you win if you were in a Podunk Southern Illinois Podunk Southern Illinois point system?
Pretty good chances.
Well, how often do you run in a demolition derby, Ty?
Probably 10 a year.
I know you're not running this weekend.
No, I wish I could run.
Yeah. What's your production company? You're promoting? Do you have one, or is it
I really
just
don't
Ty?
Have a name.
Really?
Just kind of. Running under the fair boards.
So
they
now,
hired me, so I don't think I really need a name, really.
So what do you like contact other drivers, or how do you keep a full slate of drivers coming in? How many drivers are you expecting this weekend?
I think there'll be anywhere from 50 to 70 cars Saturday.
No kidding.
Yes.
Where do they all come from?
All over. One guy called me yesterday from Chicago.
No kidding.
Yep.
This is the first time we've had one in late autumn. Well, not quite late autumn, but this is beginning to get late autumn. How often will people run? How late into the year do people typically run demolition derbies?
It's year round.
No kidding.
Yep. There's one in a couple weeks in Topeka, Kansas. It's a five day demolition derby out there.
Do they do them inside as it gets colder, or is there ever a snow derby?
Yeah, they're inside out there.
Will there ever be a snow? Do people ever do a snow derby?
Yep, they have. Up north in Minnesota, I've seen it on Facebook and on the internet. I've seen pictures of them running in the snow.
What, do they throw chains on?
Nope, they just get this. Nope. You got to figure it out.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow. What's the difference? Are there any differences between how this derby's being run on Saturday versus the derby that you typically have in July?
No, it's the same rules. Only thing I'm going to allow is on the pre-ran cars for my limited weld stock class, I'm going to allow them to add 24 inches of metal to help brace their car a little bit. But besides that, it's going to be about the same.
All right. We're going to have to get back to the definitions and conditions of cars, because I don't have any idea what you're talking about. When somebody can add 24 inches of metal to a vehicle, are they adding like 12 inches on each side, or what are they doing there?
Yes.
A bar? What are they putting on?
No, just flat steel plate.
No kid.
Yep. It's the pre-rent cars only can have it.
Okay.
The fresh cars can't have it.
You were going to say something, Luke?
Yeah, they're taking care of their weak areas. Every car has a weak area, and what amounts to when they're putting the plates on there, if the car's bent, they're taking care of that weak area to obviously make it stiffer, make it stouter.
There's just so much I don't know about Demolition Derby. It's mind-boggling. Let's before we get into the Demolition Derbies itself, let's give the what's going on this weekend. Let's get the particulars out of the way. Where can folks get tickets?
Just buy them at the gate. What amounts to the pit gates will open at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
We'll have somebody there on behalf of the fair board taking tickets.
Okay.
It's $15 for ages 6 and above.
Uh-huh.
It's $15. You can go anywhere. You can go to the pitch, you can go to the grandstand, and 6 and under is free. I also want to make sure and let people know that normally where we have our box seats, where our chairs are,
mm-hmm.
we have a function going on at the floral hall that night.
Oh, so you don't have chairs.
We don't have the chairs. So we would like for people to bring their lawn chairs, and if they get there early enough, they can get their lawn chair in one of those box seats and have it.
Oh, really? So there's no extra price to sit in a box seat like there sometimes is?
No, normally at the fair there is, but this time with us not having chairs, if somebody brings a lawn chair, they can sit in that seat for their $15 fee.
Oh, my goodness. That's the handiest thing I've ever heard. It lets somebody sit in their more comfortable seat, maybe.
Yep. I've been to other derbies up north that, you know, it's kind of a fall show, and they didn't want to mess with the chairs. We would have gladly put out the chairs if we'd had access to them, but we got the floor hall rented that night.
Okay.
And we had already committed the chairs to them.
Yeah.
And so we had to do our obligation.
Tell me about the so you can start coming in at 9 o'clock. When do we start running? What's the time frame look like?
Every derby you go to, very few of them start on time.
Oh, is that right?
And that's one thing that I like to take pride in at the Wayne County Fair is we're going to start as close to 1 o'clock as we can possibly start.
Okay.
So I encourage people to get there early. I encourage all the cars to get there as early as possible to get through the tech line, to get through the inspection. Ty's going to be tough on inspection. Get there early so that way we can get the stuff through.
So, Ty, you're the main inspector as well. Will you be calling the derby too, or who does the – you'll do the announcing of it?
No, I won't do the announcing, but I'll do the flagging. And
you're the judging.
I'm the judging.
Give me the – like I told you, it's been a little while. All right. Demolition derbies, typically, if you have 50 to 70 cars, how many heats will you have?
I hope to run 3 heats of limited weld stock cars.
What is a limited weld car?
It's a car that you're not allowed to add a lot of extra metal to. You can put your good drivetrain in the car, but it's pretty well a stock car. I mean, you can weld your doors and put a few bolts in it here and there, but that's about it.
What year of cars are people usually putting in something like that these days? I mean, the 1980s, 1970s Caprices or something like that? Or what's the best car for a demolition derby?
For the rules that I'm using, a 71 to 76 Caprice, Impala, or Buick is probably your best choice of car, but they're hard to find.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, and then the only ones that are left are derby guys, and they want high dollar for them.
I totaled a 1978 Caprice Classic. That would have been worth a ton, wouldn't it?
Probably.
They gave us nothing for it in 1984. The limited weld is one class. What are all the classes you have?
We got a full weld class, which is basically you can do whatever you want to your car as long as it's safe, it's going to run. As long as it's safe, it'll run.
So what are the safety features? Just the seat belt, right? Or
seat belt, the good cage inside so you don't get hurt.
Uh-huh.
Gas tank, batteries all safely tied down in the car to where it won't leak or flip over.
Usually, how big a gas tank do you usually have in there? Don't they, like, remove the gas tank, put a 2 or 3 gallon thing in there, or what?
Most of us now are using 12-gallon tanks.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it moved, or is it in the same place as a normal gas tank?
No, it'd be in the back seat where it can't get hit.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that makes... See, that's been so long, that was what people would always go for. They'd try to, and then you'd have fuel all over the place, which is no fun either. What other classes?
Mini cars.
Mini cars. Like what? What will people bring in and put in there?
Lumina.
Toyota. A Chevy Lumina.
Yeah.
No kidding. The little Impalas or something like that?
Yeah.
How?
If it's under 108 wheelbase, it'll run.
Is that right? So 108, you're looking at 9 feet long from tire to tire.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most effective one in a compact living like that?
So far, both derbies I've had, Lumina's won both of them this summer. And they win a lot of derbies all over the United States.
What's the what kind of age is typical on a Lumina? Like a early 2000s or late 90s or what?
Probably late 90s, early 2000s.
Huh. I'm just I guess I'm just kind of trying to maybe help somebody who's interested in interested in coming and take a look and seeing what how to get into the business of demolition derby, because it sounds like it's just entirely different. What's our Power Wheels? And that's a class too, right?
Yep. Three to 8 year old kids.
What do they do?
They crash. Little power.
What are they crashing?
Into each other.
What are they driving?
Little Power Wheel cars, like Barbie Jeeps. Yeah.
Will you have will the ground be smoothed out or something so the Barbie Jeep will be able to run out there or something?
Oh yeah. Well, most of the parents have put bigger batteries in these cars and screwed rubber on the tires so they get better traction.
How many kids come to a Power Wheel demolition derby?
40 or 50.
Are you serious?
Big thing. Yep.
I've never heard of such a thing.
We had 30 some at the fair, I know, because we had 40 participation medals we was giving out and.
Almost ran out.
I had ordered some more before this show. Kids love it. I mean, honestly, I mean, you know, if the dad's been derbying for the last, you know, any time at all, and the kid's been there to help him in the shop or anything, man, it's just it really gets him going whenever he can work on his own car.
Well, I was going to say, Luke, that's the thing. It's a family activity.
It is. I mean, you'll see the Power Wheels. You'll see grandparents driving from miles away just to come see their grandkid run for 10 minutes. I mean,
no kidding. How long does the battery last?
Probably 20 minutes. You get a good lawnmower battery in there. My little girls are run for 20 minutes.
Is that right? Will she be running in this?
Yep.
Oh, no, that's going to be worth the price of admission in itself.
It's a good time.
I'm talking with Luke Smith and Ty Richards about this weekend's first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Spash. It's a demolition derby. It's taking place out at the Wayne County Fairgrounds on this Saturday at 1 o'clock, and we'll be back talk a little bit more about it here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9 after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today as we're talking the first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smash. And I've got Luke Smith here along with Ty Richards. Luke, mainly from the Fair Board, and Ty, who kind of runs the demolition derby part of it. And you said, Luke, that one of the reasons you got this put back together was, well, you wanted to make sure that the fairgrounds just kind of needs to cover up for the state's shortfalls a little bit, don't they?
Well, that's
did
correct.
You want to mention that?
That's correct.
I didn't know if you wanted to mention that or not.
What amounts to at the fair we did not show a profit. Obviously, we depend a lot on state funding on certain programs. A lot of times, the grandstand events will hold their own.
Well, we got rained out too.
We got rained out. The tractor pull rain out did hurt us quite a bit. The motocross and the demo derby is usually a good success for us on most general years if we have the good weather.
And that's why you bring the demolition derby back.
That's correct.
Even though you know, when you look at it, you see almost $6,000 worth of prizes, right, Ty?
Yes.
That is that'll pay for itself, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
With a good crowd.
Yep.
It should if we get everybody out there that we had at the fair, and I think we will. I think we'll have more people coming from farther away that wasn't at the fair just simply because they couldn't make it. If we can get those people there and we'll have a good show, it should pay for itself, and it should help us as far as the fair board with some cash revenue for the water bill and light bill and stuff on a monthly
sure.
basis.
Tell me a little bit, Ty, about the popularity of Demolition Derby nationwide. I mean, we talked a little bit in the break about how it varies sometimes on how the rules are set up, but Demolition Derby is pretty healthy, isn't it?
It's a huge motorsport. I mean, it don't get the recognition that it deserves, really, I don't think. But just like next weekend or 2 weeks from now, there's a derby in Topeka, Kansas. There's like over a $50,000 purse. It's all indoors in right downtown Topeka, Kansas. I mean, most people's never seen nothing like it, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, even they come to my house and look at my car and I'm like, oh, my God, you spend all this money. I mean, it's my hobby, you know.
Sure.
I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, it's big.
How many cars do you have? Do you have just the one car?
No, I personally probably have 10, but I'm constantly buying them.
Well, that's the thing. When as a demolition derby driver, it's a hobby, but and you're buying cars relatively on the cheap because they're totaled out and you've probably got some cars that you're using just for parts too, right?
Yep.
If you've got 10 cars total, how many of those cars do you think you could maybe make able to run if you were going to be running in a standard derby?
Well, none of them, because I wouldn't use the engine or rear end or nothing that was in that car.
So you basically pull an engine.
I change everything.
Do you really?
Yes.
Is demolition derby is the industry burgeoning enough? Is it big enough that there are a lot more folks like you who are very serious about it? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened with the sport of why car counts went down, was because it kind of became a money game of who had the money could spend the most money to have the best parts, and the rules just got so out of hand that the average guy couldn't compete. And that's what I'm trying to do at this derby, is back the rules off where the average guy can come have a good time.
Let's explain that a little bit further, a little bit more thoroughly. When you say that the rules got a little out of hand to the average guy couldn't compete and fewer people were going to it, it's because the heats got longer and longer, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I mean, it just got to where the cars wasn't bending. They was allowing all this extra metal and aftermarket parts on your car that the cars wasn't bending. Nobody wants to watch that.
So folks were basically getting sick of watching. Yeah, a heat was taking 40 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, you could go to any 5-6 county fairs around here, and it's the same 10 guys and the same 10 cars at every fair. I mean, it wasn't. At the county fair level, that's not what Demolition Derby needs to be.
That's not what folks want to see.
Exactly.
That's what I ask you, how many heats you think you might end up having, and that's in the limited class, I presume. You're talking 3 or 4 heats possibly?
I'd say there'll be 3 heats, a consolation, and a feature in that class.
You going to have Powder Puff this weekend too?
No.
I didn't know if they did. So you'll have female drivers then?
There'll be a few there.
Yeah, I always wondered about that whenever you have Powder Puff. I thought, well, you know, I've seen a lot of lady drivers on the road who are as... intense, shall we say. Was that a good word, Luke?
Yeah, for
I've always wondered why they had Powder Puff anyway.
I've been to watch a lot of derbies, and there's some places that have Powder Puff derbies, but a lot of times what you see is the female driving the husband's car, but not always, but most cases that's the case, and you can definitely tell a difference in their driving style. Mm-hmm. You'll see a lot of these ladies, I mean, and like I say, this ain't everybody, but
no.
A lot of the ladies, they'll just get out there and hold it wide open and not care what they hit, and whereas when the husband's driving, he's a little bit more choosy about what he hits and how he hits.
It's his car. All right, so the heats, you're figuring what, three heats of 10 apiece, or what do you aim for? How do you run a good derby, Ty? Do you look for heats of 10, and then you'll run it down on the heats, you'll run it down to three cars running, or how's that work?
That's what I'm hoping to do, take three cars out of a heat and take one mad dog or an aggressive driver. I'm hoping I got 30 cars total in that class.
Okay. And then the weld class, you won't get nearly that many, I guess.
No, I think there'll be 10 to 15, maybe more. It's hard to tell until the day of how many's going to show up.
How do you? Yeah, I was going to say you've been contacted and as well as contacting several of your peer drivers, and I guess folks will tell you whether they're coming or not. For the most part, is this pretty much the only game in demolition derby going on this weekend in around here?
The only one close by. There's another one a couple hours away, but I don't think it's going to hurt the car counts at this derby.
We were talking about that Power Wheels. What exact changes do folks? All right, say I went out and bought a. I've got a Barbie car for my kid. All right, my kid's 5 years old. Say, just a normal Barbie car, and it's got the battery that comes with it. What all changes do you make to that for them to go out with a plastic vehicle and start bumping people?
Some people don't do nothing to them. They just let them go. I mean, like, obviously, my little girl's car, I've put headers out the hood like a real derby car. And
Well, she wants to be like that.
Yeah, and painted it flat black and got some decals for it. But
90% of them, you'll see that they'll paint them up like their dad's car.
Is that right?
I mean, you'll see.
Put the numbers on and everything?
Put the numbers on, and it'll be similar to what their dad's number is. I mean, it's kind of like a, let's be like the dad, you know.
Well, that's really cool. That's a lot of fun. You said you were wanting. There was somebody else you wanted to mention that you wanted to thank someone else for the help that they're providing.
Well, the Power Wheels on the Power Wheels as we did at the fair. There's a gentleman coming by the name of Josh. He goes by Hemi Motorsports. His name is Josh. He's bringing Power Wheels and going to let the kids ride them. Obviously, if the kids don't have a Power Wheels, they can come out to the fair, talk to one of the fair board.
So they'll have to bring their own.
That's maybe. Correct. That's correct. You know, some kids ain't as fortunate to have their own.
Sure.
And they've
sure.
never done it before.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't do it if you didn't.
That's right. And this is a way to get kids interested. I mean, some kids have never saw a demo order before, and it's going to get them interested.
How big a kid will you typically have driving in a Power Wheels type of thing? Like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old?
I think it's three to 8 years old or something like that.
Three to eight.
Oh, that sounds like a ball.
It is. It's a good time.
I tell you, when kids get done with their 10 minutes of fame on that, you'll never imagine the amount of smiles you see on kids' faces, especially whenever Ty gives them a treat bag and the fair board gives them a participation medal.
How do you determine a winner on a Power Wheel?
All of them's winners.
Oh, okay. All right. But they just get to bounce around for a while.
That's correct. Yep.
See, I was going to say that if you have a good battery in one of those tires, that seems like one that could last 45 minutes, too.
Some of them will.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Get a little tiresome for the big boys. Well, that's the kids are having a ball. Where if folks want more information about this weekend's event, would they go online or where would they go?
You can look on my Facebook page. I'm pretty sure you can look on the Wayne County Fairgrounds Facebook page. Get all the information you need.
How about any phone number or anything folks would like to call?
Yep, they can call me if they want. 618-599-2027. I'll be happy to answer anybody's questions.
618-599-2027. What's the best? I asked you what's currently the best, but the best cars driving, early 70s, mid-size. Over the years, as the sport has evolved, what do you think? Is there a one car that stands out above? I tell you what, I'll let you think about that, because we'll take our second break of the day and we'll think about what one car might say. I'm thinking a Chrysler Imperial from the 50s, but But we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show here really shortly. I've got Luke Smith and Ty Richards. We're talking about the first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smash, and that's coming up this weekend at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at the Wayne County Fairgrounds here in Fairfield. Fun for the whole family. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 WFIW 104.9 FM. Back after these.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, yeah. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. You know I love.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined this morning by Ty Richards and Luke Smith, and we've been talking about the first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smash. It's taking place this Saturday, October 31st, Halloween Day. So everybody's going to be in there. Everybody's going to be dressed up normal accoutrement. Are you suggesting, since it's Halloween, or are people going to dress up in costume? Is it masquerade?
I was wanting the kids that's coming to ride Power Wheels to dress up in a costume.
See, now that's pretty cool, Ty. Wouldn't it be fun to have like a Batman winning the thing?
Oh, yeah. And I got treat bags for all the kids, so every kid, that they're going to get a great big candy bag.
See, now that's a good time. And that's one of the reasons also, Luke, you were telling me why you're running this at 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, we're running at 1 o'clock. Basically, a lot of fall shows. I mean, afternoon weather sometimes ain't the greatest, and you know, you get sunshine.
Evening weather's worse.
You get the sunshine on Saturday afternoon. Yeah. I mean, that's when it's fun. I mean, and then we're hoping to be, obviously it depends on how many cars we have, but we're hoping to be over at an early enough time where kids can still go trick or treating and all that good stuff through the town. You know,
give me the timings again when you want drivers to start showing up.
The pit gates open at 9 o'clock, and I strongly encourage guys to get there early so that way they can get to the inspection line, because I'm not going to hold it to the floor, but we're planning on starting at 1 o'clock.
Right. And typically, this will be, what, 3-hour day, you think? 2-3-hour day, Ty, to get through the whole thing? What do you think, Luke?
No, it would surprise me if we're done by 5 o'clock.
Oh, is that right?
I would say probably 5 to 7 range, somewhere in that time frame. We'll probably
It takes time to get the cars going back again, make repairs to them for the finals of the day, right?
That's correct. I mean, you got to give guys time to work on the cars and stuff.
There's going to be 9 or 10 heats.
Well, when you put it all together, I guess, don't you? Because you're looking at the limited world. And I want to talk. You mentioned one in the break that seems to me even more fun than the Power Wheels class. If the Power Wheels is the kids. For anybody who has lived with a small family or something like that, and they have always been kind of leering and sneering at people who drive in minivans. You're going to have a minivan class. You're going to have people destroying their minivans. That sounds like a lot of fun. Do you get suburban drivers out there and that kind of thing? People out there, soccer moms driving the minivans?
No, not usually.
Tell me about the minivan class.
Well, I've seen some minivan derbies up north at some of the bigger derbies, and I never really even thought about having one. And I had four or five guys around home here. Colin asked me if they could build minivans and run them. I said, sure, if you want to run them, I'll have a class for you. So I kind of drew up a little set of rules for them to go by, and I don't think there'll be that many. Probably 5 to 10 minivans is all.
My brother had a minivan that was about a 1994 Chrysler, about when they started, and a little thing. Will you have the big minivans, the Grand Caravans, or what is a good minivan to put in a derby other than any minivan? I would think any minivan would be fun to destroy.
I really don't know what the good minivan is. I think most of the guys that I've talked to said they're having the Chrysler Grand Caravans. That's what most of them.
The good ones?
One's bringing a Windstar, he said.
Doesn't matter to have stow and go?
Nope.
Some of them, do they still have the seats in them, or have you taken all the seats and stuff out to put your gas tank in?
They're going to have to take all that stuff out, because that's what I told them. I said, we don't need the debris all over the fairgrounds, you know, strip them out good, so...
Well, you see, now that makes sense, because a lot of these, some of these things you're doing, Luke, are new to the fairgrounds, aren't they? This minivan things, kind of new.
We're trying to bring something new to Wayne County. I mean, obviously, we're always looking for something new for entertainment, and a lot of minivans are selling on one. I'm sure not many people saw them probably smashed up.
There are probably a lot still in people's yards.
I would say so. I mean, it would be something, you know. I mean, me personally, I mean, it's interesting. I mean,
yeah.
What minivan's the best? You know, I've never really – I mean, I've sold minivan derbies on a couple occasions, but really and truly, guys just get out there and they really – they don't care. I mean, they just – it's for fun.
You've never built one.
No.
You've never built one, Ty. What kind of difference does it – will it make with a minivan with the – with a, I'm thinking of the practicality of this, with the engine being so deep underneath the – so near underneath the driver's spot. Will that matter to anything?
It won't matter.
No kidding?
No.
Just a different view as you're crushing into somebody.
Yeah, like the rules for the minivans, I'm not going to let them change bumpers or nothing. I mean, they're going to have to just – the only welding they're allowed is their cage and their driver's door. That's it. I ain't going to let them change bumpers, weld bumpers. Not, some of them still going to have the plastic bumper on them.
Welded doors. I'm thinking about minivans. Somebody, you know, windows are higher on those things. It's more difficult to get into. People are going to have to use stepladders to get in, right?
I don't know. That's their probably the big windshield. I'd say most of them crawl through there.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes some sense. That's pretty fun. Again, we're talking about the first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smash. Tell me again about the cash, about the purse.
The limited welds, obviously the class we're promoting, and it's a $3,850 purse. $2,000 to win, $1,000 for second, $500 for third, $200, and $250 for fourth.
The heat winners get anything?
They get a free T-shirt, and I'm working on some stickers with a guy right now.
Okay. And then the weld class is you won't have heats in the other classes, right, do you expect?
Well, I think the mini class, the compact class, I'm going to have to run 2 one-shot deals because I'm going to have so many cars. I think there's going to be – I really think there'll be 30 of them cars, maybe more.
Now, you mentioned it as cars. How many – when you have 30 cars and hopefully 30 cars in the compacts, hopefully 30 so in the limited weld class and some in the weld and some in the minivan, how many folks will bring more than one car? What's the typical for a demolition derby driver to bring to an event like this?
Usually just one car.
No kidding.
But there's actually two guys that they called and told me they're bringing a minivan, a mini car, and a big car. Two of them bringing 3 cars apiece. So I'll see. I'll believe it when I see it. I know the guys. And they'll be lucky to get 2 there.
I will say your hobby is the demolition. I asked Luke a minute ago about minivans out in yards. Do you keep your eye open as you're driving down the street or driving down the road for like somebody's vehicles in the side yards, or is it something that that Craigslist has become like the top way to get a demolition derby car?
I've tried buying one off Craigslist and it didn't work out. So
really,
I just buy my cars from people that I know's got it. That because I got busy. I got a full time job, a family.
Yeah,
I don't have time to go out searching for them.
I would think that you've never stopped when you've seen a car on the side of the road and just thought, man, that looks like that'd be a good one.
I mean, I've bought cars like that before, but cars are hard to find. I mean, they're not out there no more.
Well, we were asking, I mentioned we were going to say what's the best all-time car. We never did say it on the radio. What do you think the best all-time Demolition Derby car is, boys?
I think, personally, I mean, I think an Imperial, but a lot of them's banned nowadays. But
why are they banned?
They're the premier car. I mean, I've never personally ran one or saw actually one run, but I've heard stories from back in the 70s and 80s that if you get the right guy building an Imperial, it's nearly indestructible.
What do you think, Ty? I mean, in just in history, what would be the best car?
It just depends on the rules. I mean, me personally, I just seen have a 98 to 2002 Crown Vic.
No kidding. See, now, just like the police cars of the day, right? What are you looking for in a car? Do you like buying a car with an engine? Does it matter if it doesn't have an engine in it, or would you prefer it not to have an engine?
It doesn't matter to me either way. Obviously, the main thing I look for is rust. I won't run a car that's got any rust on it.
Why is that?
It makes them weaker. Rust makes them weaker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it. How do you deal with all the fiberglass and stuff on cars now, as opposed to being metal?
Well, most of that stuff strips off there, and once you get all that stuff off there,
you got a metal frame, don't you?
You got a metal shell.
A metal shell. I just didn't realize that. So when you how much weight does that? I guess there's no weight on that, huh?
No.
We do have somebody calling in, I think, to get on. You need to put the headset on. We had somebody trying to get on the show. I don't know if they have one for a question for Ty or Luke. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Hey, Ty Richards.
Hey, you got a question for Ty?
Yeah.
Hold on just a moment.
Is there any good food out there?
He didn't have his headset on. Now he does. Now you can ask him the question.
Are there any good food out there?
Any good food out there?
Oh, yeah. Jenny's Concessions will be there.
I bet you Jenny will be there.
Oh, yeah.
Who else?
Max Weaver.
Who else coming?
Big Boy Barbecue.
Well, you see, now that's thanks, sir. With it being an all-day event like that, they probably got to have some pretty good food coming, don't they? There will be other concessions. Luke says.
10-4.
Are you coming?
I'm ready. I'll be out there. I'm ready to see some demo action and get some good food.
I was gonna say, are you gonna come down and run? Or are you gonna come down and watch?
I'm gonna come down and watch.
Well, we appreciate that.
For a car right now, so.
Well, we appreciate you coming down. I hope they'll see you on Saturday.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you guys later.
Thanks for calling. You know, that is something, Luke, that we have been tremendously remiss on talking about. With it starting at 1:00 in the afternoon, you're going to have some kind of some concessions for folks, won't you?
That's correct. I honestly don't know who all's going to be. I know Jenny's going to be there. I know Max Weaver is going to be there. Gary Carter has kind of took care of the concessions, and I know he's got a couple others coming, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know the names off the top of my head, but there will be plenty of food out there.
Well, yeah, and when you see either Jenny or Max, you're looking at if you need something to eat, you're not going to go hungry, are you?
No.
Ty, you related at all to that Jenny person?
That's my sister.
So I kind of figured she'd be out there. Well, I tell you what, fellas, it's Saturday, this Saturday, October 31st. It says here first annual. Is this something you're going to want to do more than once, Luke?
I really hope for it to be. I hope for it to be an annual thing. Every year around Halloween, I hope to do this thing if it works out.
Ty, do you think you could get drivers in here every year, or what are you thinking? What is the thought in the community, in the driving community, about a Halloween gig?
Oh, they'll come any day. Derby drivers, they don't care what day it is. Rain, snow, sleet, it don't matter. They'll be there.
How often do they run? How often will somebody run every year?
I mean, the average guy, 2-3 times a year.
Yeah.
And then there's people like me that's run 10 that's not right, so...
What's your goal? Do you have a goal on the number you want to run? You said you have 10 cars.
No, I ain't got no goal. From. I just have a good time. When I get bored with it, I'd go do something else.
Well, that's great. That's great.
It's a hobby.
Well, that's the best kind of hobby you can have if you can help other folks with it. We're talking about the first annual Wayne County Pumpkin Smash, fellas. I really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you, Bruce.
That was Ty Richards and Luke. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Bruce.
We'll talk to y'all again real soon on the Bruce Dickey Show. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you soon.